Okay, today we're learning Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are still in the middle of the conversation that happens between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Umos HaOlam La'asid Lava, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him for task for not accepting the Torah, not observing the Torah. So once the taina that they made, that they're not mekayim the Torah, because it was never forced upon them, so the Gemara tells us once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected that taina, because after all, the Sheva Mitzvos that they did have, they didn't observe those too well either. So now the Gemara is going to move on to discuss their next taina, what else they have to say to defend themselves. So we're up to Ella Kach Omrim Ha'ovdik Chavim. So that's at least the girsa that we have. That Kach Omrim Ha'ovdik Chavim, it's the last words on the line, are Ella Kach. So Ella Kach Omrim Ha'ovdik Chavim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Ha'ovdik Chavim say to Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, Yisrael Shekibluah Heichan Kimua. Klal Yisrael, who was Mekabel the Torah, where do we see that they were Mekayim it? Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Meid Behem Shekimua Sa Torah Kula. Hashem says, I made that they did fulfill the entire Torah. Omrim Lefanu, the guy said, Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Yesh Av Shemeid Al Beno. How could you possibly be the Eidos for Klal Yisrael? You're their father. A father is possible Eidos for a child. Dechsev Bini Bechori Yisrael. And to prove that you are their father, it says it in your Torah, in Parsha Shmos, that Bini Bechori Yisrael, they are my firstborn Israel. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, okay, you're right, but Shemayim Va'aretz Yi'idu Behem Shekimu Asa Torah Kula. The Shemayim and Arts, the heavens and earth, should be made for them, that they should testify for them, that they will fulfill the entire Torah. Omer Lefanav, so the guy said, will say, Ribonu Shel Olam, Shemayim Va'aretz Nogin Be'edusan. The Shemayim Va'aretz can't testify either, because while they may not be related, they're Nogea Be'edus. They are they're biased in this matter, because Shemayim, the Pasuk says, Imlo Brisi Yomam V'layla, Chuko Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, that if Klal Yisrael is not Mekayim the Torah, then Shemayim Va'aretz will cease to exist. So of course it will be in the self-interest of Shemayim Va'aretz to claim that Klal Yisrael fulfilled the Torah, even if they didn't, because they owe their continued existence to the notion that Klal Yisrael is keeping the Torah. So the Gemara tells us another drasha that Maaseh Bereishis all depends on the Kabbalah Satorah of the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, May Dechsiv Ayer Veivoker Yom HaShishi. Why does it say, and when it talks about the Bria, it says Veyer Veivoker Yom HaShishi, not Yom Shishi. It says it with a hey. Malamichis Nakodesh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis teaches us that Hashem built a condition into the creation of the world. Va'amar, and he said, at the time of creation, Im Yisrael Mekablen Es Torah Simutav, if the Jewish people ultimately, on a special day, on a Yom HaShishi, on the sixth day of Sivan, if they're going to accept the Torah, then great, everything's going to be wonderful. But Vim Lav, Ani Achsir Eschem L'Sohu V'Vahu. But if they refuse to accept the Torah, on that special Yom HaShishi, I'm going to turn everything back to absolute emptiness. So the Gemara tells us a similar drasha. Amar Chizkiya, May Dechsiv Mishamayim Mishmata Din Eretz Yara V'Shakta. Pasuk is talking about Matan Torah. It says when Hashem relayed the Dine Torah, the earth was afraid and was quiet. So Im Yara Lama Shakta, if it was afraid, why was it quiet? Im Shakta Lama Yara, meaning how do we understand these two emotions of Yara and Shakta? Ela Betchila Yara, at first it was afraid, meaning the earth was afraid that the Jewish people would not accept the Torah, and then everything would have to go back to Sovavo. The earth would cease to exist because that was the deal. But Ulbasov Shakta. Shakta is a sense of not just quiet, but of like serenity, of calm. It's like the opposite of Yira. That's what the Gemara is saying. How do we reconcile Yira, which is a tenseness, with Shakta, with a sense of calm? So once Klal Yisrael is Mekabel Torah, they said Nasa V'Nishma, so the earth was able to, so to speak, breathe a sigh of relief. So from all of this we see that the existence of Shamayim Va'aretz is dependent on the Kabbalah Satorah of the Jewish people. So the Taina of the Umos HaOlam is a strong Taina, it would seem, that they're saying, of course Shamayim Va'aretz are going to be made that the Jewish people have fulfilled the Torah, because the Shamayim Va'aretz will only exist if the Jewish people have accepted the Torah. So we need something else. We need some other response to the Umos HaOlam.
So Amar Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Umos HaOlam, Mikem Yavau Ve'idu Behen B'Yisrael Shekim HaSatoran Kula. Now you know who's going to testify that the Jewish people were Mekayim the entire Torah? It will be you. It will be the Goyim themselves. And which ones? Yavo Nimrod V'yad Ba'Avram Shalo Avod Avod Zuchavim. Nimrod is going to come and he's going to testify about Avram Avinu that he was Novid Avod Zara. Yavo Lavan V'yad B'Yakov Shalo Nechshar Al Gezel. Lavan's going to come and he's going to be made about Yaakov, that Yaakov never stole a penny from him. Tavo Eishas Potiphera, V'tavid B'Yosef, Shalo Nechshan, Ala Avera. The wife of Potiphar is going to come, and she's going to testify about Yosef, that with all of her advances, he never gave in. Yavo Nebuchadnezzar, V'yod B'Chanani Mishal V'Azariah, Shalo Shtach V'Litzelem. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and testify by Chanani Mishal V'Azariah, that they never bow down to the Tzelem. Yavo Daryavish, V'yod B'Daniel, Shalo B'Til Esatfila. Daryavish is going to come and be made about Daniel, that he was not Mevatel Tefillah, even though Daryavish made Gezeros. The story in Daniel tells us that the advisors of the Melech were jealous of Daniel, and they advised the Melech to make a Gezera that anyone in Davis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thrown into a lion's den in order to find a problem, in order to get Daniel killed. Daniel was Moser Nefesh, davened every day, three times. So Daryavish had to throw him into a lion's den. And Anais, of course, that's Daniel was saved. That he was saved from the lion's den. But that's exactly it, that Daryavish will testify. Yavo Bildad Hashuchi, Vitsofar Hana Amasi, Ve'elifaz Hatemani. All of the Nevi'im of the Umos HaOlam who knew about the Jewish people, V'yayidu Behem B'Yisrael, Shekimu Eskala Tarukula, and they will testify about the Jewish people that they are Mekayim, the entire Torah. Shenemar Yitnu Edehem V'Yitztaku. And that's what the Pasuk says, that Yitznu Eidehem, who's going to give the testimony? The non-Jews themselves are going to give the testimony that the Jewish people accepted the entire Torah. So Amru, the fun of conversation is not over. The Umos HaOlam say back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tnei Lanu Me Rosh V'Na'asena, give us another chance, give us the Torah again. Actually, before we get into this part of the conversation, let's summarize main point. So there were three possibilities of who would testify that Klal Yisrael has in fact kept the entire Torah. First possibility was Hashem would testify, but that's no good because Hashem is our Father. Second possibility was Shemayim Va'aretz would testify, but that's no good because they're Nogeya Be'edos, because they owe their existence to the Kabbalah Satorah of the Jewish people. And then the third and final possibility, the one that we accept, is that the Umos HaOlam themselves, some of the leaders of the Umos HaOlam themselves, who saw firsthand about the Mesiris Nefesh of the Jewish people for the Torah, will testify that we accepted the Torah. But then the conversation continues. Now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss, okay, so there is ample edus that although the Umos HaOlam couldn't even handle the Sheva Mitzvos, the Jewish people were in fact Mekayim the Torah. But still the Umos HaOlam are going to want another chance. So Amru Lefanav. So they say to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Tnei Lanu Meirosh V'Na'asena. Give us another chance. Give us the opportunity to try again. Amru Lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shotim Shabiyolam. Hashem says, you fools. Mi Shetarech Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Mi Shelo Tarech Be'erev Shabbos, Mehechen Yochel B'Shabbos. You know how you have nice sudos on Shabbos? Someone has to prepare them on Erev Shabbos. If you didn't prepare an Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have a nice Shabbos. Meaning, now you're jealous. It's like you're sitting on a Shabbos and you see that your neighbor has all these delicious foods because you were busy on Erev Shabbos, surfing the net all day instead of preparing for Shabbos. So you're jealous that the other one has a nice Shabbos. Of course they have a nicer Shabbos than you have. They actually prepared for it. So Shotim Shabiolam. Why is Shota? He should say, Atzlanim, lazy people, you know, you didn't take care of it in advance. No, it's a shtus, because part of the definition of Chachma is Ezu Chacham Haroa Es Hanolad, to be able to see what's coming in the future, and to be able to see a broader perspective. And what did they do when they were living here in this world and they had that opportunity? In the short term, it was too much of a hassle, it was too much of a bother for them. So it was easier, the easier path for them was not to accept the Torah. And now they're suffering for it because they didn't take that long-term perspective. But Klal Yisrael sees a certain sense of destiny, that if we fulfill the Torah, we're Moser Nefesh for the Torah, that we're going somewhere, that we're going to accomplish something, and that our very purpose in existence is the Torah. So they're Shotim Shabiolam for not
for not doing it. So ela afal pike mitzvah kaliyeshli v'sukah shema l'chuv v'asuosa. But Hashem says, you know what? I'll give you another chance anyway. With a single mitzvah, I have a mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah. What makes sukkah an easy mitzvah? So the mefarshim explained the Gemara is going to explain because it's a cheap mitzvah. It's inexpensive to do the mitzvah of sukkah, and so let's see how you do with that one. So frankly, Gemara mimatzis amrit hachi. Can we say that Hashem gives the Umos HaOlam another opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah? V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my dechsev, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. What does the pasuk mean when it says that Hashem commands us hayom to do the mitzvahs? Hayom la'asosam. We darshin hayom la'asosam, v'lo l'machar la'asosam. The only opportunity to do the mitzvahs is in Olam Hazeh, not the Olam Haba. So how could it be that the Umos HaOlam have another opportunity in Olam Haba? Hayom la'asosam, v'lo yom litol sachar. And by the way, Hayom La'asosam also teaches us that our relationship with mitzvos Hayom in this world is only the asiyas ha-mitzvos. The reward for the mitzvos doesn't come in this world. Ela Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunya im b'riyosav. But Hashem is still going to give them another chance because Hashem tries not to be unreasonable with His creations, with His creatures, and He created the Umos HaOlam, so He's going to give them another chance. V'amai kari le mitzvah kala. Why do we call sukkah a mitzvah kala? Mishum delas bechesun kis, because it's an inexpensive mitzvah. It was before the days of fiberglass sukkahs and spending thousands of dollars on fancy sukkahs. A sukkah was a hut. You know, you found some scrap material and some branches and you made yourself a sukkah. Miyad kalechad ve'echad notel v'holeich vosa sukkah b'rosh gago. So right away, everyone took whatever he can and he built the sukkah on the rooftops, which was a common place to build the sukkah. That's why the Mishnayos and sukkah often will say, Helum l'sukkah, bring it up to the sukkah. Sukkah was always up. It was always on a rooftop. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu maktir aleihem chama. Hashem causes the sun to pierce through the sky. B'tkufas tamuz, like a midsummer sun. V'kalecha ve'echad mevaid b'sukkos v'yotzei. And everyone kicked their sukkah and abandoned it. Shneemar ninatka es mososemu v'nashlicha mimenu avosemu. The pasuk talks about the Umos HaOlam rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the previous pasuk was Lama Rakshu Goyim Ulumim Yagurik Yisyatfu Malchei Eretz V'rozum Nostu Yachad Al Hashem V'al Mashicha, that they want to cut themselves off from the mitzvah of sukkah that was given to them. So says Gemara, but wait, that's not fair. Hashem's not playing fair. Makdir, He's going to bring out the sun and it's all its strength. Isn't the whole point that Hashem is not unreasonable with people? So Mishum di Yisrael Nami Zimnin the Mashkalu Tchuvas Tamas Al Chaga Vavleit Zara. So Gemara says, yeah, but that's not unreasonable. The Jewish people have to face the same nisyonos. You ever been in Miami for sukkahs? It can get kind of hot. Sometimes it's really hot in the sukkah and we have to suffer, and there is a great deal of tzar. So frankly, Gemara, but wait, the one mitzvah that if there's a great deal of tzar that you don't have to worry about the mitzvah is the mitzvah of sukkah. V'amarava mitzta'er Pater min ha-sukkah. So says Gemara, yes, nihi de pater, you are the mitzvah is pater from sukkah, but ba'ute mi mivati. But we would never kick the sukkah on the way out. We would be saddened by the fact that we're unable to do the mitzvah. We wouldn't kick the sukkah on the way out. And that's where the Umos HaOlam truly failed, by kicking the sukkah on the way out. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Aleim Shnemer Yoshev B'Shemayim Yischak. And that's why it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yoshev Mesachek, as the pasuk says, Yoshev B'Shemayim Yischak. So main point number two over here is when the Umos HaOlam ask for another chance, Hashem gives them the mitzvah of sukkah. But when it gets too hot, they are bo'et b'sukkasam. They kick their sukkah and thereby fail that test as well. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the discussion of the schok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. But we will stop here for now.